rocking out to the music. You like music, man?
I love music. I love every kind of music, but recently I've really started to get into this thrash metal music. I don't know, there's something about it, man, that I just can't let go.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle, and I got that name because my parents left me in a chicken coop, and my brothers and sisters, they were like, he's way bigger than us, and he's got these crazy talons, and he likes to just catch snakes, and he flies with them, and then he eats the snakes, like, just the head right off, and that's where I got the name. And I am joined by the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
I didn't get my name with a cool story. I just have a beard, and it's red.
That's it!
And I lived in Akron for most of my life.
Man, you should have came up with one, because I made up my story. That's not even true. It's just my last name. But
well,
like, so you know,
I can make up a story, you know, if I wanted to lie.
Well, lying is what we do in life.
It's what? Who?
I don't know. And just in the world.
Other people do. I don't.
Oh, you don't.
I don't lie about shit.
Constantly honest.
I don't have to lie about nothing.
Right.
What am I going to lie about?
I don't know. But we're here back again after, you know, we're your weekly podcast. We've been here every week for years now, and it's another week just in the, we've never went anywhere. See?
Been here the entire time.
Yeah. You guys just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Here's the thing is we've been Easter egging our shows.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hiding them behind shit and like under things, and if you haven't been looking for them.
That's on you.
That's why you haven't heard us.
I mean, it's your fault. How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. How are you? You doing all
right? Right now I am. Now I'm not at work. Yeah.
Well, I know. Work's just crushing you.
I want to die every time I'm there. Like, and I keep telling people, I wish I was dead. Like, from my wife to my coworkers to my boss, the owner of the place and stuff.
Basically,
and they're all like, oh, gotcha. What's that?
Basically, everybody was telling everybody like it.
I'm letting our listeners know right now. Hey, what's up, the three of you guys? What's up, Tim, Larry, and whoever else is going to just catch us on a fucking whim? I'm crying out for help, okay? And you guys should probably check in on me more often. I'm just saying. I would appreciate it. I need it.
What kind of jar do you got in there?
Oh, the suicide jar. I showed you the suicide jar. We have a suicide jar.
Which is?
It's a jar that you have to put a dollar in every time you say, I want to kill myself, or I wish I was dead. And we have accumulated over $100 in that jar.
I have a feeling at least a quarter of that's yours.
Yeah, a good chunk of it is definitely. Sometimes I put it in without saying it, and I'm like, I'm just thinking it.
But you're honest.
Yeah, 100%. Right? And you know what? Other than the chicken coop story, yeah, I'm a total truth teller all the time. Total truth teller. There's a lot going on in the world of rock and roll, man. I got to get this out of the way. I really got to point this out. Shout outs to my new favorite. You know what? I've hated him forever. I just never liked him because he was in the damn Yankees. You remember that band?
Of course.
Can you take me high?
It was weird because I didn't realize, you know, like I didn't know about them before I knew about him. I knew about him before them, so I didn't even realize that he was like in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was the bad boy.
Look, it's like Clapton. I didn't know Clapton was in the Yardbirds.
Really?
I didn't know that when I was younger. When I was younger, I didn't know that shit.
See, I have the stepdad that's the music nerd who has like a bunch of the vinyls, and he's like,
right.
this year is Clapton and Jimmy Page jamming together for 4 hours. You
now,
know,
see,
like these weird bootlegs and stuff. Like, grew up just like that.
See, he like had the collection.
Yeah, and anything related to Led Zeppelin, my stepfather, he fucks with. Like, he is into that shit hard. He'll be like, yeah, here's Jimmy Page when he was 9 years old playing guitar at some competition.
Right.
I got it on, you know, a Vitrola or whatever the fuck. You know? It is the only sound that I would listen to, the sound of vinyl.
Yeah, my dad was super knowledgeable when it came to music. So, like, if something came on, he could tell you about it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But he didn't have any kind of collection. Like, zero kind of collection. My dad didn't have a fucking album. I seriously don't... Like, I can't remember my dad ever putting on a record. Like, my mom had vinyl. My brothers had vinyl and shit. I don't think my dad ever did, though. But loved music, listened to music. He was a musician. Fucking talked about music all the fucking time.
Right.
Didn't have shit.
Yeah, my dad was, like, that guy that just my dad would listen to just, like, AC/DC, Foghat, whatever was on MMS in the 80s and shit. My stepdad was, like, if you're not listening to the deep cuts of Rush, you're a fucking bitch, you know? And I'd be like, okay. And so, like,
that's cool. He
was like, you got to listen to Yes, and you got to, you know, it was, like, every fuck, like, he was into, like, prog shit, you know, like, the old King Crimson and shit like that, like... He was just in a... So, yeah, I did. I got a lesson. But I did know about the Yardbirds. That was, like, one of his favorite fucking things in the world. Was that band. He could tell you all about him. I should get him on the show. He'd be like, meh. Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I just didn't know, you know, I didn't know Clapton was part of that. Just like I didn't know your now favorite musician.
Ted Nugent is a member of the Damn Yankees with the dudes from Styx and Firehouse and... that fucking band.
Rockin' ass.
God, dude, they had that video. The video where, like, they were, like, surrounded by the government.
There was fire.
Yeah, and they were like, these guys are too hardcore. But Ted Nugent's been in the news. I read a lot of the metal news. It shows up on all my social media feeds all the time. You know, like the headlines, Metal Injection, Metal Sucks.
Metal Sucks kind of sucks.
Metal Sucks totally sucks. Fuck those guys. They didn't give us a podcast years ago, and I still hate their guts.
We were the best ones. I guarantee we were the best ones to fucking send shit in.
We auditioned.
And look, your fucking articles that pop up in my ear, it's all bullshit.
It's never funny.
Lazy fucking writing. Lazy fucking articles.
They're the prime example of things. The same reason I never liked Blink-182. I hate people that think that they're funny and they really go for it, but they're not. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, who the fuck told you you're funny? Like, who said that running around naked in a video was funny? Who told Blink-182 that? Apparently 14-year-old girls. That's when I realized that I was like, it's over. I'm done.
I was like, yo, cool Red Hot Chili Peppers already did that shit.
Yeah, and I hated it then.
Yeah, it was weird then.
It was weird then. It was absolutely weird. But Ted Nugent is constantly in the news because he's saying things that are, he's a Republican guy. He's
very conservative. He's very conservative. Hard leaning to the right.
He lives on a fucking farm where he shoots turkey vultures all day and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, he hunts everything he eats, though. You know what I mean? He probably grows everything he eats.
He said the one thing, he said something on, dare I say, Joe Rogan one time that made me go, where he was just like, he's like, well, you gotta kill vermin to get your vegetables, so vegetarians are just as bad because you gotta poison that shit to keep the rabbits out. And I was like,
he makes points.
I was like, that does make sense. But regardless, I don't really pay attention to what Ted Nugent says, even though today, what was it? I literally was like going on Instagram to find the thing, right? And then, like, there's the whole thing where he's just like, satanic Democrat. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What does matter is the fact that Ted Nugent keeps saying shit like, I got the Chinese shit and I beat this fucking COVID shit that wasn't real, this and that. And every time you see the picture of him, it's always him just being like insane in the camera, just smiling like a madman. I love Ted Nugent because he doesn't know that we're talking about him. He doesn't know that people are writing these articles. There's no way that dude like looks at the internet like real life, right? Like he says shit.
Oh, I think.
Then when people are like, "Hey, Ted," people are saying this about you. He's probably like, oh, "That's like a video game." I bet he looks at the internet like it's a video game where he's like, "No, this is just bots. Those are just little bots saying things to get at me."
I just don't think he gives a shit. I don't think Ted gives a shit.
Oh, absolutely, he doesn't give a shit.
Like outside of his very small circle, he doesn't give a fuck about nothing, dude. He don't care about the internet. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody's opinions.
Right.
On his opinions. And look, when it comes down to it, that's all that it is. It's a battle of opinions. You know what I mean?
Right.
People on the left are like, your opinions suck because they're right opinions. And then he's on the right and he's like, your opinions are fucking garbage because they're left opinions. How about you're fucking both garbage?
Yeah. Like, honest to God.
Fucking bicker, like, fucking fighting-ass six-year-olds.
Yeah, why aren't we talking about the fact that dinosaurs existed? Nobody talks about that on the daily, and that's fucking mind-blowing, right? Been thinking about that a lot the past couple days. Like, why don't we talk about dinosaurs more?
Don't we talk about the fact that there's fucking UFO footage? There's aliens! We've been waiting our entire lives for fucking aliens and UFOs.
But then 2020 happened and we don't give a fuck.
Nobody cares! Everybody's like, look at this video of this fucking aircraft going way faster than it should, doing maneuvers that nothing we have can.
Dude.
Never mind that, because the fucking right, blah, 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 blah. Because the left, oh, blah, 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 blah. Aliens, bitch.
I'll start giving a fuck. Aliens. I'll give a fuck if the aliens are dinosaurs. If we find out that they're dinosaurs, then I'll be like, okay, now I'm interested. Speaking of naked guys, David Ellefson from Megadeth has made the news recently for whipping his wiener out and jacking off. And if you don't know anything about David Ellefson is the other guy in Megadeth. He's been the other guy in Megadeth since day one. He's the only original member other than Dave Mustaine, right? Like, he's been there this whole fucking run. Blonde dude, Dave Ellefson, bass. So when you're hearing the cool bass, I mean, it's an iconic bass line, right? In Peace Cells. That opening.
What do you mean?
It was like Megadeth was just doing.
What do you mean I can't jerk off on the computer?
That's what computers were made for. I just talked about this the other day. AOL, right? If you're old enough to remember the fucking days of dial-up, and when the internet first started, literally the only fucking thing the internet was for was finding other people to fuck. That was it.
It downloading was, boobies.
Upload some fucking, literally just fucking, yeah, downloading boobies at
that
what?
That was a big day,
at,
yeah.
It took you a half an hour to download a fucking picture.
And it was so worth it, dude. Every it was worth, I would jerk off to the same tit for like a month.
You'd have to, because it would fucking take forever to get more boobies on your computer.
Dave Ellefson. So here's why metal sucks, and a lot of news sites totally fucking blow. Is the story came out, a third party, they Pam and Tommy lead them, right? Like, a third party found the video and put it out. And then somehow swerved it.
Wait, they found a video.
Yeah.
But he did this on the internet.
He did this on the internet.
So somebody
like, retrieved it from the cloud. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know.
But who's looking for that?
Well, who's not?
No, I'm just saying, like, who's looking for that, though? Like, how do you even find that? Like, if it's digital,
right?
Other than the conversation between the two people, like, how does that even fucking come
about?
I mean,
honestly, it could have been anything. It could have been, like, his wife could have saw it and fucking got furious. Somebody could have spun.
Or if he, like, left it on
story.
A computer or something.
Right. Dave Ellefson's the, you know, he jerked off with some other chick, and he came out and he was like, look, I'm so sorry. I'm so ashamed. I'm embarrassed. Obviously.
Why, though?
Because you feel bad. You feel bad. Like, if I'm sorry, I do. Like, if anything that you do in the privacy between you and somebody else, you know, gets out, right? Like, that sucks. That fucking blows. And so my heart goes out to Dave Ellefson 100% in this situation. But it goes out even more because people are like, so here's what people are saying about him grooming this young lady. And the lady, like, went out and she's like, no.
That's not exactly. That's
completely
not what
consensual
not,
of yeah, age. Where did grooming come from in your fucking narrative? Where did the grooming come from in the narrative? There was no grooming. And he's like, there's no grooming.
Yeah, because there's no story of, like, he knew her when she was 16 and they had been talking for years. And this is how he groomed her to. What did he groom her for, right? Like, because people that groom chicks are, like, they're grooming them for personal shit. You don't groom people to jerk off to them over a fucking cam. You groom people to fuck them. You know?
Yeah,
instead, to use them.
Instead, this poor guy.
He's just jerking off on the internet to some chick.
Just chilling in bed with
his
double chin.
Which is what everybody does.
Yeah, it's what people do. I've seen porn before, and I've jerked off to it once or twice.
I mean, I knew what porn was before the internet was ever a thing, right? Before it was ever even talked about. I was jerking off to porn, VHS style.
Dude, oh, man. And it would be like the same five scenes.
You'd only get through half a scene.
Oh, yeah, well, 12, you, dude. I would. I would have
it's
a scene,
like I was just sitting there
pause
it out for a half an hour. It was like boobies, skeet skeet.
I used to jerk off my parents had like their own like little sex, like not their sex tapes, but porn tapes from other people.
Yeah,
I didn't watch my parents fuck, but my parents had porn, and I would like they would have it like in the VCR in their room, and so like I would go into the room when they'd be at work, and I would like put on the porn.
And then you would have to do the thing where you rewind it back to the exact same spot.
Hey, we all did that. See?
That right there. That's how I learned how to edit podcasts. If it wasn't for that, I would not.
The early days of
that was what inspired. Or I was like, yeah. I could do.
But same, like my mom and the stepdad, they had that thing. You know what I mean? So they would leave the fucking porn in the VCR every now and then, and you would have to rewind it back to the same spot.
So Megadeth has been around now forever. Now, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe his wife's cool with him. You know what I mean? Like, some people are weird. I know people that are like, yeah, my wife have an open relationship. I don't know. I know he's been married to the same woman since 1993.
Okay, so that's why you would be embarrassed by this coming out. That's like, why you would be embarrassed or shamed by this coming out. Like I wouldn't be bothered by it if it was just, like, a big deal.
Right.
Like, why? First off, you're looking at me. Like, I didn't put that out there for you. You found it. Now you're fucking looking at me. I'm not supposed to feel bad about doing something that everybody does just because you fucking sought it out and watched it.
Right.
I do feel bad because I jerked off to an 18-year-old chick while I was married. That's a reason to fucking feel like shit.
Hey, I kind of feel. That's a reason to feel like a crummy
fucking shitbag.
Now, in a situation like this, you would imagine that your brother of the past, what, like, Megadeth has been around for almost 40 years.
Yeah, it's like 30, 40 years, right?
So, yeah, right there in the middle. You would think that your boy would be like, eh, you know, that's just some old guy shit. That's some 60-year-old guy shit. You know, he's just...
Or he did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong. You know, it's like, weird. It's weird, but if you guys want to watch it, that's on you, freaks, you know? He could have been so cool, but instead, Dave Mustaine came out and said, Megadeth is watching this situation closely, and we're going to act accordingly. What kind of fucking bullshit friend are you?
Yeah,
and that like, is like, and like the
that
least homie shit.
Just like a blanket statement.
That was a blanket statement from Megadeth, but he is literally fucking Megadeth. Dave Mustaine is the guy that when they hired two dudes in the band, they said you can't have facial hair. Nobody in the band can have facial hair. Now I get it. I like gimmick rock. Okay, I love the Misfits. I love Guar. I love all that shit. Right. I love gimmick bands. I get it. Like if you're gonna join Guar and they're like, hey, you got to wear a costume. It makes sense, right? So you join Megadeth. Here's the deal. You never see a bald guy in Megadeth.
No, they got rockin' hair.
You
got
to have rockin' hair, no facial hair. Okay? Like, that's the fucking game. Okay? And it's, I'm fine with that. Whatever. Megadeth's at a level to where, like, I don't look at them in, like, a real legit band. They've sucked ever since Risk came out anyway. Really, Euthanasia. But, like...
I never got into Megadeth.
I like
a couple songs, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I never got into
it. I rode with those dudes on the Symphony years and shit, like that Symphony of Destruction, like Countdown to Extinction, that record I thought was dope. I liked Euthanasia when it came out too. Like, you know, we've talked about it before on here, yeah. Toot Le Monde. Like I learned some French.
Right. Yeah, that was your French teacher.
Je vais jamais. Je vais jamais. Yeah, I learned a little bit of that shit. And Megadeth ended up just like kind of just sucking and boring and like and they became like your stereotypical fucking rockish whatever. I don't know. I don't care. Dave Mustaine's a great guitar player.
It was just
player,
a household
whatever.
Name and he was in Metallica, so it, you know, it had a little wind behind it.
Yeah.
A little steam, you know, being the guy coming from Metallica and starting your own band. And look, he was a great guitar player. Still is.
Absolutely.
Great guitar player.
Absolutely.
His voice is goddamn garbage.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. Is like that's the whole reason I never listened to Megadeth was because of his voice.
It's never been a cool voice. Yeah, but it's always a fun one to mimic. It's like a fun voice to kind of like poke a little fun at.
Sure.
And I mean, sometimes, I don't know. You know where his voice worked. You know what song his voice worked? And I think you might agree with me. Is Sweating Bullets.
Well, yeah, because
that song, his voice sounded perfect for that. That snarky, just talking like it was like talky jazz because it was like, "Hello, me, meet the real me." In my Misfits way of life, dark black past is mine.
It did. It worked for that tune.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I just want to put out there, man, in the world, like, if you're in a band and one of your boys gets busted having a jerk-off tape with some, you know, girl, and there's nothing illegal, there's nobody getting hurt in this fucking situation.
Yeah, and, like, the girl came out and said nothing happened wrong.
Your boy's back. Because if you're listening to this, I guarantee you, you have been on your computer or your phone or definitely both in the same day. Maybe both. Maybe you're double fisting. Or you got the got them set up. You got this happening on a phone over here, and you got your tranny porn over there on your fucking computer
yeah, different
shit.
Kinds, you know?
And look, and I guarantee you, if you're listening to this, you've probably jerked off to some weird shit.
Weird, buddy. You're weird.
Weird shit. What's the weirdest thing? Nah, never mind. I'm not going to ask you. What's the weirdest thing you ever jerked off to?
I don't even know.
I couldn't tell you. It's all weird. So you've listened to this, and if you find out that your boy did something like, oh, he sexted, he, was it cybersex? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Is it still that?
Sex, yeah. Cybersex?
He cybersexed her. They video, they whatever. Have your boys back, dude. Jesus Christ.
I know. Look,
that is some ho shit. Dave Mustaine's on some ho shit.
I have a couple friends that we've been friends for 30 years, right? And if either one of them dudes, like, found themselves in a situation like that, nothing fucking wrong. Like, the only fucking words should be, he did nothing wrong, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Like, he did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
The dude did nothing wrong. Like, and he's being fucking just run through the mud.
Yeah. Like, that's the kind of shit you're supposed to just make fun of. You should just poke fun at your boy at practice. Be like, ah. They'd be like, yeah, no. And then over. It's a nothing story, too. It's a nothing story.
But this is the fucking life that we're living right now, right? Cancel culture fucking runs everything, and this is the result.
The thing that really, really fucking got me was the fact that people, especially metal sucks. Sorry, guys. You guys,
I'm not sorry,
clickbaited.
You
guys clickbaited everybody into this fake grooming story that it's like legit one person maybe said that, but it wasn't even close to true.
Nope.
And that is some bullshit.
It's called journalistic integrity, yeah. Which none of you fucking have anymore. All you care about is fucking how many fucking clicks we can get.
Yeah.
Because it's called, oh, watch out. Garbage. You're fucking garbage.
Right.
Fuck you. Pieces of shit.
I'm not going to do a bit on this, but man, I'm starting to think that Marilyn Manson is a bit of a rascal. He's a bit of a rapscallion. I'm still debating on how much of that Marilyn Manson bit I'm going to keep.
I mean, you don't have to keep any of it.
I might just end it with, he might be a rascal. And you'd be like, and then I just cut to the next part. I might just do that. Something good. You want to talk about something positive?
Yeah, we have.
There's one thing positive.
Hey, I heard there was going to be a party.
There's going to be a party. A pizza party.
What?
Thrown by your boys. Huh? Us. Yeah, that's right.
Another August. Keeping it 99 pizza party, because remember what happened at the last one.
Yeah.
Greatest show ever!
August, Friday the 13th. Ooh, super metal. The Posers, Wall Creeper, are going to be playing with some dudes that, I don't know what they do. Super Corruptor, Wall Creepers, Super Corruptors, they're all dudes. Goose, their band's lowercase because, ooh, look how special we are. We're going to have some pizza. It's going to be fun. Come to the matinee August 13th. All right, so what else is going on? That was a good plug. No, I'm just kidding. No, for real. Wall Creeper, dude, they're fucking tearing it up. Goosed. Shows are happening again. Things are about to go down. You got 3 months. If you're listening to this, you got 3 months from right now to figure your shit the fuck out. Go get fucking needles put in your arms. Heroin, whatever.
Heroin.
No, God damn it.
Listen to him.
Ah! You don't know what you're missing. All right, listen. Between us, Grant's not here. You don't know what you're missing. With that heroin
shit. You're making
shit.
A bunch of dirty things in your mouth. Because that's eventually what you're going to end up with.
One of my boys.
Because you can't pay for your heroin.
One of my boys was addicted to heroin, right? And he told me, he was like, it feels like you're just taking a nap in a vagina. That's how he put it. He goes,
sweet.
He goes, it feels like you're just cozy up in a vagina taking a nap.
You know what I could do without heroin?
What's that?
Get a decent chick and just sleep in her vagina.
Sleep in her vagina.
Like an actual one.
Have you ever passed out inside of a chick? Like, just passed out.
I don't have kids. Oh, you know.
I mean, no. Like, you've like, been,
like fell asleep while I was fucking. No, God, no. Wow. Like, has that happened to you?
I mean, I'm tired a lot.
Have you really fallen asleep?
No, not like.
How does that even happen?
I mean, well, like, no, like, you know, the after cuddles. You ever like the after cuddles, and after you're cuddles, still and you're still like inside the other person.
No, you start cuddling while you're still inside.
Yeah,
the other
yeah,
person?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
weird.
You should be like on top and like and then like afterwards.
Oh well, that
and
yeah,
then she
yeah,
like
yeah.
comes down and you do the cuddle yes. and then you just fall asleep.
But no, I've never fallen asleep. I've never even been tired at that point. I might feel tired, but I've never been so tired that I fucking passed out.
I really hope my kids' friends are listening to this episode. And I'm like, man, your dad's cool. And then he'll know. He'll finally yeah,
he'll
know
like,
that I'm
he's
cool
talking
dad.
About my mom's vagina.
I'm a cool dad. August 13th at the matinee in Highland Square. This speculation this might be the last matinee show that we do because I think I want to start booking pizza parties at Annabelle's, Busbin, the Agora, Cleveland Stadium, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Lake Erie.
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. I want to Skyway Burger Joint. I want to start throwing pizza parties.
Well, if we ain't
every
throwing a show in fucking Denny's, it ain't no fucking show.
Dude, for real. We're going to be at the matinee, the Akron's favorite little dive bar up in the Highland Squizzer. And yeah, Wall Creeper, Goosed, Super Corruptor, all bands that we absolutely fucking love. Get your shit together. Come down. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have a good old time. And like you said, like the you know, last time that we had Wall Creeper fucking headline in the show, and like, who knows, maybe Goose will do some cool cover. I encourage bands to do covers all the time. I think bands that don't do covers are weak. Like, I think you're a weak band. I think it's like, why would you do something that the crowd would enjoy? Why would you even try? Oh, you're so punk rock, not playing something that the fans would like.
I mean, there was a girl that literally tried to murder the singer from Wall Creeper with a fucking high heel.
Yeah.
It was great.
That was a good time.
One of the best pictures I've ever seen.
That was really a good time, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fucking super good show.
Yeah, dude. Get your ass down to
I'm
it.
I'm always excited for pizza, but those bands are fucking awesome.
They really are.
You idiots have loaded up a hair trigger double barrel shit machine gun, and the barrel's pointed straight at your own heads.
Man, I just watched the thing. Speaking of people in bands, I just watched our boy Kurt from Head PE. He's in a local band, Caligo and Bastard Hooker. Tremendous bass player. We've known him a long time. There's an interview on YouTube that he does with this guy, and he talks about his Caligo days.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So this is where it gets amazing. Is the dude's asking him, he's like, so you were in a band before I had PE back in Ohio? And he's like, yeah, I was in a band called Caligo. And he's like, we used to draw really well and, you know, started building up a good scene. And he's like, so, you know, what were some of the other local bands that you guys would play with? And he's like, I don't really know any of them. You literally named nobody. He goes, oh, I don't know. I didn't really listen to that stuff because we played a lot of shows with this band from STEM from New York. But he's like, I couldn't tell you anybody. First of all, I opened up for you, Kurt.
Yeah, right?
Your boy Eagle from Crush Groove. We're friends. We hugged the last time you were in town, bitch.
Do you not remember Enemy?
You.
And how, like, fucking tight you guys were with Enemy?
You got my son a skateboard, shitheel. You made my wife a bracelet, asshole. You couldn't say Crush Groove.
One time.
You couldn't be like, oh, yeah, there were some bands that I knew.
You didn't name one.
You're like, I'm in a head PE, dude. We had the bartender song. You remember it?
The only band you named was the fucking famous one from New York?
For the guys who did the UFC song from you, the New Yorks. From 600 miles away.
Like, as soon as he left Ohio, he just forgot about Ohio.
We didn't exist anymore.
He left that shit in the rearview mirror.
I'm not even going to lie.
Didn't look back.
The first time I saw him when he came back with the head PEs and stuff, he did for a second. He saw me and he goes, Eagle. Okay. Yeah. Like,
I know you.
Like, I was waiting for him to be like, what's up, dude? Because I'm like, hey, he's like,
hey man.
Buddy.
Pal.
Hey, guy.
Hey,
chief. Hey, chief. You want to take a selfie?
Hey, what's up there, boss?
Would you like to buy a bracelet? I make bracelets out of my bass strings. And you know what, Kurt? They're stupid now. I thought they were cool, but now they're stupid since you don't remember me.
Or anybody.
Oh, yeah, we only opened up for Mushroom Head 1,000 times.
I was like, you guys played with Mushroom Head, and they're a national fucking band. You didn't even say, like, we used to play with Mushroom Head?
He probably is like, we still play with Mushroom Head. Congratulations, Kurt. You're the same as the rest of us, buddy. Still just opening up for Mushroom Head. You fucker. Your last album was meh. How about that?
Yeah.
How was that, Head Peas? I'm joking. I'm saying that for just to keep the solidarity between us, but really I'm not. I mean every word I say because I'm Honest Eagle today.
Honest Eagle.
I'm Honest Eagle. Yeah, it's fun. Go look up Kurt Blankenship. Talk shit about Ohio or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what you'd search for.
Buy a bracelet from him.
Buy a bracelet from
him. They are cool.
Buy a deck from him. He's a sweetheart. I love him so much. He's a gem. He's a gem of a guy. He just doesn't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
If he's played with you in the past, if you were in a band and you were cool with Kurt when he was in Caligo and you thought you guys were close, you weren't.
I was waiting for him to be like, I don't even remember the guys that were in Caligo. I think we had 70 singers within like a 4-month run. And
I replaced some old guy.
Yeah. He did. He replaced a guy who was a cop.
He wasn't a cop.
He looked like a cop that was trying to pretend to be young. He 21 Jump Street in Caligo.
He looks like a cop from 21 Jump Street, right.
Hey, what's up?
Well, no, I'm really 21 years old.
Oh, man. How excited are you about shows coming back, man? I see Ministry's coming. Gojira's coming. I'm going to go see Gojira at the Agora.
I'm going to go to the Gojira show.
I got to go see Gojira. I'm at a point to where I have to go to, like, every show. Like, I'm, like, looking at shows coming up and falling. I'm like, I need to be there.
I'm like, how much does that show cost?
True. True.
I lost a lot of money last year, and I need money. So,
like, what is the protocol going to be? I mean, is a pandemic? I mean, I don't know how
the Gojira show. I'm going to go to A, Halloween.
Yes.
B, it's at the Agora, and C, I'm going to know a shitload of fucking people that go to that show. So it's just going to be a good
like
show.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm going, baby. Yeah. I just got Jessica into Gojira, so it's on.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a fun show. I've seen Gojira live before, and they're fucking good live.
They're really awesome.
And I love the Agora.
Me too.
Dude, I've never had a bad time at the Agora. Like, no. Even when I got into fights at the Agora, it wasn't a bad time.
Right.
I love that place.
Yeah,
there are shows I want to go to and shit that I want to see. How often am I going to go? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
I think I'm excited, and I'm not even joking. Like, I want to book all the local shows that I've spent like the past year
thinking
in my head
shows.
Just thinking about shows. Not only that, Grant, I kind of want to get into a pit, bro. Just once. Hear me out.
Because you've never done it before.
I've never been in one before, and I feel like now's the time to start.
Yeah, now, and I'm going to tell you, as a 40-year-old dude, same thing as, like, heroin. It's not the time to start.
I really
want to. When you're 19.
I really want to jump in a guar pit. Just one time.
A guar pit?
For a nostalgic.
Because you've been in one before.
I've been in dozens.
Yeah.
I've seen them a lot.
Want to do it again, like one last time.
Yes. Yeah, dude. But also, too, with you saying that, I might get like really sad and then just like wither away and die after the show if I go into it with the mindset of like one last time, because I don't think a lot of us realize like what our last pit's going to be.
Like, you know,
it is kind of weird. It is kind of weird because like in my brain, I look at fucking young people and I'm like, we're the same age. And I look at, we're not.
You're way apart, man.
All you need is like 4 minutes into a conversation before you drastically realize, oh, we're like, we're totally, I'm your dad. I'm your dad's friend. Shit. I'm friends with your dad.
I'm your uncle. Sweet.
Cool. Sweet. But like, in my brain though, like I feel young still, like I still feel like a dork. I collect Batman comics now. That was my New Year's resolution.
Aww,
was to do more yoga.
Book.
It's okay. What book is it?
It's the old lady, Harley Quinn.
Oh shit. Dude, that's awesome. I love Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I know you do.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Anyway, I'm a dork. I'm still like a kid. It was shit. I like pro wrestling. I love video games. I like my heavy metal still. I'm still a kid, but I'm an old man, dude. Yeah. Like, I got a fucking teenage son who I'm just like constantly like, what? What is up? That's what he sounds like. And I know to other people, he sounds like a normal human being or normal. But to me, every time I talk to him, all I hear is,
The picture that you posted when he was supposed to be babysitting.
Yes.
And he wasn't.
Right.
He was sleeping.
Right.
While your daughter was just all being all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
That picture of him looks like he's making that sound.
Oh, man. I got to show you what I texted him that picture.
Yeah.
But.
And then he responded, obviously. But yeah, I mean, like, I feel the same way. I feel, you know, like I'm fucking 17 still.
I feel like a kid. And like, so when I stopped going into pits, it was always with the precaution of like, well, I mean, I might go, you know, if I go see a certain show, I might go make an appearance.
If this happens, I'll do it.
Right.
If this happens, I'm in there. Okay, I did that, right?
Right.
And that was with Phil Anselmo and the Illegals 7 years ago, six, 7 years ago. And they played House of Blues. And they did, what song was it? Because I don't think it was Walk. But they did a Pantera song, right? And so as he's talking about it, like, you know, the song, blah, 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 blah. Kenny Schlegel was there with me. So me and Kenny are looking at each other, and Kenny's like, you know, what do you want to do? And I'm like, what do you want to do? You should fuck shit up, right? So we decide that we're going to fucking throw down. We both acknowledge we're old.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while. Is this what we should do?
Right.
Yes, it is. We should do this, right? And then they fucking start that Pantera song, dude, and I was so fucking hyped. Like, I was fucking like, ready to go to war. I was fucking so hyped, right?
Yeah.
I took two steps, got leveled, and then trampled by like 20 fucking people. I was like, I'm a bad mother.
Somebody help me.
So that's when I knew I was done.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, oh, this happens. Pantera.
Right.
You know? And then I do it, and it's like, I had no business. I had no business taking the first step. And the second step, let me fucking know that. Because I got fucking leveled and trampled.
Yeah.
You know? And it was hilarious. I laughed, you know? But I'm an old guy, man. An old guy. I'm not that dude when I was 22, you know?
And I remember you then. You were like a pit machine.
I was a little rowdy. You know,
a pit machine.
I can move things, mostly people. You know, I was good at it.
Bloodlust. Well, you know what? I think we're gonna. I don't know how this felt to you doing our first podcast ever, but I feel like.
It felt good to be back doing what we've never done before.
This being the first time, pretty good. It was nice to. I can already tell that this is an episode that's not going to have like 80 billion edits in it, which means that I'll have it out by the end of this week, which is great.
it's always nice when they go smooth.
So I say, yeah, we're going to do this again soon. And more. I just want to do this all the time, really, to be honest with you, man.
I mean, I would like to do it all the time, too. My brain says otherwise.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I try to help my friends understand or make my friends understand and shit.
Right.
And I can't. I really can't. I can't. Other than just saying, like, my brain does not want to be a part of anything anymore.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, I'm just going to be an obnoxious asshole because my brain is like, be an obnoxious asshole and just keep pushing him. Just keep pushing him. Just keep pushing him. Keep pushing him.
It sucks.
You got to do it. Because I think about doing this all the time.
How fucked up am I that I don't even want to be around my fucking friends?
Pretty fucked up, dude. I mean, it's really not cool.
It's not.
We hate it. We've all talked about it collectively. We do not like it.
I bet you fucking have.
We do not like it.
I don't like it either.
And so that's why I'm like, I'm just going to go the opposite route instead of just letting him be do his own thing. I'm just going to ride his ass until he's like, fine. I hate this. Fucking do it. I'm like, you hate things anyway. Might as well just, yeah, I'll be a part of it.
Damn, I never hated this.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, dude.
That's why that's not why I don't want to come around. That's not why I don't want to do things. It's not because I hate the things.
Right.
I completely love things.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm always willing to do the Zoom things. And that shit works. It sounds fine.
I seriously think it's like my brain kicks in and just goes, you're fucking garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right, I'm fucking garbage.
Thanks, brain. I'm just gonna sit here.
I'm just fucking do nothing. I'm just gonna sit here and be garbage.
Darkness, my old friend. Well, I'm gonna still just be annoying and be like, yo, we got a podcast. We gotta do this. Come on, let's just do this.
Not like dirty garbage. It's like recyclables. I go in the blue bin.
I say let's do a badass band of the week. There's a band. That's around. From the towns.
They're from around the town.
They're from around the town.
They have a name. Their name reflects being from around the town.
It's very Akron feeling. Black Tar Superstar. I highly suggest you go check them out. They make music videos, man. You know what? I gotta say, I absolutely love when local bands make music videos and they put in the work and they do more than just like write a song and put it on vinyl. And look, I would love to do an entire episode with you and, I don't know, maybe Bo McGranahan from the
Rock Savages podcast
or Larry Gargis from the Bleach Mouth Postscript. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Have you listened to his podcast?
I only listened to one. It is great. I only listened to one episode. And Larry's a guy, like, you could listen to that dude.
All day.
All day long.
We've had him on multiple times for that.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't want to talk. We were like, get him. Put Larry on.
That's why he got his own. That's why he was like, you know what? I'm just going to do my own shit. Because
I'm
basically better than everything.
I love the concept of his day. He'll be like, tell me five things that you like, and I'll tell you why three of them suck. I love it. I love listening to Larry. But we should get like them. Maybe get Walter Howe from fucking Foul Spirits and stuff. Because these people love vinyl.
Yeah.
They love it. And I'm like, I don't get it. I tried. I listened to my son. My son has a record collection. And I think for like the collector's thing, I think it's really cool to look at and to see like what records you're into.
Right, but like functionality.
But I'm like,
taking care
the
of
the sound,
them.
Like they're like, I like the cracks and the pops and the bit, and it makes me think like when I was three. And I'm like, I think I was abused when I was three. So like, I don't want to remember any
no,
of that.
I'm trying to remember none of that.
I don't want to remember any of that. I don't want anything that makes me feel like I was when I was getting like beat with a belt in the face. Right. So like, but I don't know. We'll talk to him. We'll see if it sounds better or not. But Black Tar Superstar, I like them so much that they like legit hit me up like almost press kit style. Because like most of the people that we know that are in metal bands and stuff, they're like, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to play your song. And they're like, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like most cool. People now, cool dudes. But these dudes hustle. And I wish more bands hustled. I wish more everything. I wish I hustled more as a podcaster.
I hustled more as a human.
Exactly.
Dude, bro. Hey, look, I used to be a hustler.
Yes.
I had many hustles, mm-hmm. And I was fucking good.
Yeah.
And now it's like I have no drive. I just was like,
I can't even believe I'm here. If I'm being real with you, there was a part of me that was hoping you were going to flake out today. I was like, man, if he cancels, then I'll be like, well, I'll go maybe go nap in my car.
On it because
I'd probably
really
go nap in my car
at fucking flaking out.
Yeah, that shit is like seriously, it's like fucking heroin to me when people cancel plans. But Black Tar heroin, fucking. But they hit me up. They hit me up with like a paragraph of stuff, like letting me know all the details I need to know in a radio voice. And I know that radio guys have plugged them. So can I give it an attempt for you real quick? The radio guy, this one,
are you going to radio voice?
Yeah,
it,
or are you oh yeah, I can do that. You know, I can
DJ voice it because
they're the same thing.
No, they're different. How? Well, because the radio guy doesn't have so much of it. Ba-bee, ba-ba-boo. They'd be a little bit smoother, you know, on radio.
All right.
As where strip club DJs are like, hey,
right.
Candy apples, man.
We're going to be playing you the latest from Black Tar Superstar, who May 28th on AMG Records, they're releasing The Black Flame. This song is their first single called Three Witches.
That was Casey Kasem.
That was exactly Casey Kasem.
That's good.
I enjoyed the fact that they gave me that info. Like, because some people will be like, yeah, here's the song. And then I have to go search. I have to go Google search shit to be like, all right, and then I'll find other stuff.
Where are they from?
Yeah, because, like, let me tell you this. Friends of mine that are in bands that we play and shit, you're lazy as fuck, y'all. Y'all are getting on us because we ain't done a podcast in fucking 6 months or some shit, right? When was the last album you put out, Dick Breath?
When's the last video you made, dipshit?
Yeah, okay, because these guys are putting out albums left and right and shit.
You know, there's a lot of people that talk shit about bands like Metal Mafia, but what's Metal Mafia doing? Hustling?
Making videos, doing reacts, doing
things.
Yeah, you know? They got the cute girl who's like, what's up, I'm cute. And she's always got the winky, like, you guys can't see the post. Hold on, let me take a picture of it. I'll take a picture of it.
Scissor eye.
Okay.
Scissor eye, right?
Yeah. Hold on. So the chick from Metal Mafia, yeah, she's always doing the, like, it's like.
Yeah, she's super dope.
Y'all ain't doing no shit.
She's cool as fuck, too, though. She's cool as fuck.
I just made that a video. I'm gonna put that on Instagram. Just us being like,
but yeah, there. You know, there's other bands.
Yeah,
locally that should be fucking hustling
and
harder.
I gotta be honest with you, man. Like when I first hear that, like there's been bands that hit us up as shit, and I'm picky. I'm an elitist old asshole. I'm like, you gotta be. Like,
well, good.
You gotta be good. There's things that we don't like in our music. You very rarely hear like clean tone, like my girlfriend broke my heart shit in the chorus where that, you know what I'm talking about, where they start off metal and you're like, okay, this is metal, and then they're like,
Featherweight was probably the only band who has clean vocals in it that we pushed.
Because Black the Sun.
All right, okay, yeah, Black the Sun as well.
Black the Sun.
Both bands, great bands.
Great bands.
Go check them out.
And Black the Sun, really, really good band, man. What the fuck?
So are they still a thing? So is Featherweight.
Featherweight's dope.
Featherweight's the shit.
Featherweight's the shit. And like, and we do, we just have a tendency, like, usually if we don't like a local band, especially because, like, first of all, I feel shitty knocking on local bands because who the fuck am I? I was in a fucking new metal band 20 years ago. I'm an old bitch who was in a failed fucking band that whose friends doesn't even remember that we were bands, Kurt. You know what I mean? Like, like, don't even remember. I don't remember.
Like, I was always the dude to tell you what I thought.
And I sucked. You know what I mean? Like, it was fun or whatever, but it, you know, ultimately, I wasn't gonna ever make a fucking dollar doing that. I'm not a good musician. But anyway, what I was getting at though is like, you see bands that put in the hustle, and usually the band, like the music doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't fit because like the bands that I really really get drawn to, especially like independent underground bands, the bands that I get drawn to are the ones that only care about making something like fucking real as far as the music goes, like that you're listening to and shit, like a band like Foul Spirits always comes to mind, and that and Fistula, right? Like those kind of bands, like I hear that and I'm like, this is the real nastiness of the world, this is like what
this is the grit and grind,
as raw as it gets. And so if they're like, hey, we're gonna make a video in front of a brick wall, I'll be like, hey, pussy posers, that doesn't make sense, that doesn't sound like you guys,
right?
You know what I mean? And so I usually correlate music videos with bands like a Metal Mafia and stuff. And this isn't a knock on that shit. It's just I'm an old guy who doesn't listen. I don't listen to that music anymore. You know what I'm saying? And so like I was like, okay, here we go. There's gonna be like a cornball factor too. I think that's fair to say. There's like a cornball factor to a lot of local bands, especially when you see the videos and stuff. Like you're just like the production's not.
I think a lot of people are trying to find their own niche, their own thing. That nobody else has, so they try to create You know what I mean? Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
And so the first time that I even heard of this band and stuff, like, I don't even know how it came onto my radar, but it wasn't, like, them hitting me up or me hitting them up or anything like that. But, like, I was like, oh, there's a music video. And so when I see that a band from the area is made a music video, I'm checking it out because I'm expecting that cornball factor. And then I listened to it, and same thing that you were saying. The bass stuck out to me so hard. It was so up front. It was so nasty.
Yeah, your guys, that fucking bass tone is super trashy.
Yeah.
And way out front. Like, I mean, you can really fucking hear that shit.
I like that.
Like, I told you, when you hear that I can see the fucking string wobble.
Yeah.
Like, it is such a nasty fucking bass sound.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love that shit. And so, like, but all the elements of the bands that you can tell that they're influenced by are all the shit that I like in metal. And I love the vocals. I like the drums. I like the guitar riffs. I thoroughly enjoy. I was like, these dudes are on the same level with those nasty ass fucking just like oohs. Like, I could see them with the Wall Creeper. I could see them play. You know what I mean? Like, I think they would be.
I don't know if I can see them on the same show as Wall Creeper.
I could see them on the same show as Wall Creeper.
You think?
I think so. I would love to one day throw a little festival things, and I would love to have both of those bands on there. I'm not even like I've been fantasy booking shows for the past year, dude.
I bet.
That is the plan. That is my fucking plan, Grant. That's what I want to get into. I think that's where the money is. Because people want to go to, are going to want to go to shows, and I feel like if we jump on it right now, Grant, dude, if we jump on shows right now as promoting, like, dude, I think we can make bands some money.
I think
we could get, like, some Taco Bell money ourselves, and we'd have some fucking great shows. I think the next year we could really fucking, we know the best bands in the world.
Shows, if you're going to promote shows and not do cocaine, what's the point? That's what promoters do, man.
I don't want to do cocaine.
You know, promoters rip bands off. They stack their fucking pockets.
Okay, listen.
And they do a bunch of blow.
All right, listen. If that's what it's going to take, then I'll start doing cocaine.
You know?
I'm sorry to my 4-year-old daughter, my 10-year-old son.
Your future's gone. So is your Nintendo.
I would like to apologize to my 15-year-old son, but I'm just, like, mad at him for falling asleep, like, when he was supposed to be babysitting the 4-year-old. Here's the shit, too. I was telling you, I got that vaccine, and I get home. And I knew that he was going to be asleep because he was, like, up all night.
Oh, yeah, we never finished the vaccine story.
Oh, yeah. So I knew that he was going to be asleep. And so I tell him, I'm like, look, man, I'm going to be gone for, like, an hour. I just need you to keep an eye on her. Do not fall asleep. I get him a Bang energy drink, which is, like, crystal meth in a can.
And it's only an hour.
Yeah, and I was like an hour and a half max, right? Like, I got to go. It's, like, 20 minutes to the place. Got to get the shot. Come back. But I had to, like, wait, like, 10, 15 minutes after the shot.
15 minutes, yeah.
Because they want you to walk around the Rite Aid and fucking, like, you know, buy stuff.
Make
sure you're not going to die. And so you don't feel like death until the next day. And so I was just like, okay. So I get back, and Paige opens up the door for me. As I'm putting the key into the door, she opens it up. She goes, Evan lied to me. He said that he wasn't going to fall asleep, but he's asleep. And I was like, what? She goes, he says he's just closing his eyes, but he's not awake. And I need him to get me juice. And I walk into the bedroom. I walk into the living room, and I was just like, yo, dude, and nothing. And I picked up fucking burgers on the way home and shit as a thank you. Like, it did a little swoop.
And you're like, I'm eating these.
Yeah. And so we took a dozen selfies with him. And then I sent him the selfies, and then I yelled. And so I just went like
barking.
Hey! Yeah. And he like shoots up and he goes, I'm awake. And I go, were you awake? He goes, Yeah. You just got home, right? And I go,
yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
I look at your phone and he looks at it and goes, ah. He just sees the selfies. He goes, Yeah.
I wasn't awake.
Yeah, I fucked up.
My bad, dude.
Shit. Yeah, that was pretty much it. My fucking bad, bro. And so, that was the end of that story. Black Tar Superstar, I hope somebody from the band's listening to this, but like, just play my song!
We get to it already!
Get to my song!
Good Lord!
Do you like us or not?
I do, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Very much so. I would like to have you on a festival. I don't know if you caught that part, but I said it, and now I want you to think about it.
You said show. I don't believe you said festival.
No, I want to do an 8-band, like a 2-stage, somewhere, time. Come on, man. Come on, dude. Okay, just 3 bands. Can I just
put 5 on one stage? That's fine. 5 bands on one stage is an acceptable show.
All right.
Like 2-stage shows are just.
Yeah.
First off,
leave that for Kenny. We'll leave that for Blackout Cookout.
The second stage never sounds as good as the fucking first stage. The bands that we fucking put on a show all deserve the sound of the first stage.
The bands, there's nothing. I used to play like the Peabody's place, right? Peabody's used to have 3 to 4 stages, dependent.
They might add dependent. One in front of the bathroom.
The worst ever was the one upstairs. They had upstairs. It was just at a bar. It was on the floor at a bar.
The Rockstar Bar.
They would call it the Rockstar Bar. And there was always a love for the Pirate's Cove. That was like the more punk rock room and shit. Like, yeah. It was a perfect size room for like local bands. But then there was like the main stage. And so anytime that we would go and we would go play, and it was always with like 12 other fucking bands. Mm-hmm. Like
Dan Cole.
You never knew what the situation was. So it'd be like you never went in being like, we're going to play. We're going to play on the main stage at this time because, like, they had the whole that ticket system. And Dan Cole, that fucking...
Let's just fucking say it's Dan Cole's fault because it was Dan Cole's fault.
Hey, guys. Gorilla Productions here. Dan Cole here.
If he had a fucking...
I'm friends with him on Facebook.
If he told you a time that you were going on and another band showed up and slipped them an extra $50, you were getting fucking bumped.
Yeah. Dude.
Next time. I swear, I got you next time.
These guys showed up and they sold 3 more tickets than you, so I'm going to give them a better spot.
Every time I imagine conversations with Dan Cole, it's him walking away from me, saying the things like louder and louder as he's getting distance. Oh, yeah, man, definitely. And then he'll start walking up these steps as he's like looking at me, walking backwards, being like, so like, set up your shit outside. And
sidewalk stage.
I just want you to yell into a pillow for a couple minutes and then get the fuck out of here. Like, thanks for my money. And it was just like
every time I think about, you know, having a fucking conversation with that dude, it always ends up with him sleeping. Crazy. He's awful tired.
He's always, well, you know, because he's needs a nap. He's been awake for days.
Fucking dipshit.
Doing stuff. Anytime like we would go do, like, they were like, all right, you're playing the third stage by the bar at like, you know, 8:30 or some shit. It was just like, oh, that sucks. This fucking sucks. So you're right. I think I don't want to be the guy that like puts bands into that position and be like, look, I appreciate you taking the time to practice. You guys been practicing for what, weeks to play this one show? You rehearsed your set list. You guys got together. You guys took time away from your family, friends
stuff
work.
You could have been doing.
And then you
packed
loaded
up all your gear.
You packed it up. You guys loaded up a lot of gear, and then
you spent a lot of gas money.
You spent the gas money.
You know,
you guys probably got into an argument or two over creative differences and shit. Probably a little stressy there. You guys unloaded the stuff, and I need you guys to go play on top of the roof for nobody. Yeah, go fuck yourselves.
7:30. But the show doesn't start till 8. Yeah.
Oh, also, do you have ticket money for me to take from you? Do you have money for me? Because you went out and you sold tickets and you hustled for me. Do you have my money?
Yeah. Like, that I'm going
That whole system can suck a dick. You know what I mean?
Like, I think Trem was on a show. Tremendous. Was on a show up there once, and he showed up and he tried to pull some shit with him over spots and ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And Trem said fuck you and kept all his ticket money and left.
Oh shit.
Yeah. He was just like, fuck you then.
I've seen people do that. I've never gone to that extent. I've seen people do that before though. My least favorite shit was at Peabody's, where I've seen it so many times, and it's so weird, where you'd be in line giving people your ticket money and you tell them what the count is, and then the next person would come up and they'd be like, oh, I'm like 4 tickets under them. I'll give you the money for
the tickets to make up for it so
I can get that spot. And it's just it's a bitch system that creates bitch bands. You know what I mean? Where it's
but that's on the promoter to go, no, man, these are how many tickets you sold. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to take that money because it's not the money.
Like, the bands will lie too and just be like, no, we sold that. This is what we sold. Yeah, because you spot that shit. And like, I always hated the conversations with the musicians, especially the ones that you didn't know. That you knew that they were like just trying to get that spot and stuff. I once had a situation with a band. Sorry, Black Tar Superstar. We'll get to you. I once had a situation where we went. You remember Butcher, right? Like, Butcher was like our manager.
He was the man.
Yeah. Me and Butcher went up and we sold a good amount of tickets. We knew what our slot was. It was like, it was one of those good nights for us, right? Where we're like, yeah, we're gonna be playing at like fucking 10:30 on the main stage at Peabody. Like, we were set.
Yeah.
It was like official. It was locked in. And we're like, fuck yeah. And I forget who we were opening it up for, but it was like, it was a good night. We were feeling pretty good. And this dude I've never met before, he like comes up to us, he's like, hey, what time are you guys playing? I'm like 10:30, whatever, you know, main stage. He's like, we're supposed to be playing at 8:30, but our drummer's not going to be here.
Oh, that move.
That move.
Yeah, and I've watched bands do that on purpose.
Yes.
To get better slots.
That's what they did?
I have told bands to leave. Hey, you're not playing. I've watched promoters tell bands to leave. Hey, well, hey, you're not playing.
Well, lo and behold, his drummer actually showed up, ended up showing up on time for them to do the thing, to do their sets. But it was just such an awkward spot. Like, I never met you. You know what I mean? And you're like coming up. And so you're trying to take my 10:30 spot, which any musician will tell you 10:30 is the that is solid. That is the best time.
That's the one you want.
It's better than any other slot in the world. You get that 10:30 fucking spot. Like,
it's still early enough that everybody wants to keep partying, and it's not late enough for everybody to fucking want to go home.
Yeah.
It's the perfect fucking time. 10:30. That's the fucking move.
And when you were a band like what we were and shit, we weren't used to that. You know what I mean? Like, so, and we would really, really put on our best for that shit. Like, we were like, we're going to fucking, and I think, you know, not to brag, but I think we did well. Obviously, I'm rich now. But like, yeah, this guy was just like, he's like, hey man, our drummer's not gonna be able. Do you think we could switch spots? And I'm like, that's a 2-hour difference.
Yeah, and no.
Yeah, and I was like, no man. I go, we really worked hard. He goes, we worked hard too, man. He's like, and I'm sorry, but my drummer's got a job.
You should
and
probably like, fucking talk to your drummer.
So this dude's like yelling at me in Peabody's, and shit. And Dan Cole comes down the fucking steps, and he sees this dude like giving me shit about it, and he walked, and this is the one thing I don't know, maybe
this,
Dan
this,
was,
this is the cool move?
This is a cool Dan Cole move.
Look, yeah. I mean, he can't be a scumbag all the time.
Dan Cole goes down and shit, and he goes, do you have a problem with my friend Eric here? And the guy starts explaining his stuff, and he goes, well, tell your fucking drummer that he knew about this show, and that you guys didn't sell, he goes, you guys didn't sell shit for tickets, and so you guys are lucky to even be playing at 8:30, and I was like, what the fuck?
That was, cool Dan Cole.
That was a Dan Cole. And then Dan Cole walked away. Just like walked away. And I was like, okay. And like, and then
he
next thing you know,
he just stopped by, dropped some truth.
And that kid's drummer fucking showed up in the next half hour. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Showed up in the van and shit. Cause he's like, he's got the van, he's got the equipment, he's not gonna be here till like 9:30. And I was like, find somebody that's playing at fucking 9:30. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like,
yeah, not giving up our fucking spot.
But it did, like, oh man, it turned my stomach.
I wish you could remember what band that was.
I never seen him again.
Yeah.
Never seen him before, never seen him again. Because there was a lot of those, you know what I mean? There's a lot of those. Just like dudes.
Oh, there was plenty of kids that fucking went to shows and was like, we should do this. And then they did it and they're like, we can't do this.
Can't do it, yeah.
This is not our thing.
It's not worth the sacrifice. A lot of people are in love with the victory and not the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's really what it all comes down to. And that's why I will never undermine a band that's trying, whether I like them or not, because I was in love with, like, I didn't love the sacrifice anymore. If I did, I would still be doing it. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, it wasn't worth it for me. I had other goals and other things that I wanted to do in my one life that I have to live. You know what I'm saying? And so I was just like, with as much as I loved the adrenaline of doing the shows, and there's such a good feeling of like playing, and especially when you start a pit or you see somebody that you've never met before singing your words and shit.
Right.
Fucking, oh my god, dude, it's just like it's what I imagine heroin would be, or fuck, you know what I mean? It's like a drug.
We're gonna get to you, Black Tar Superstar.
Black Tar Heroin, we're gonna get to you. So like, I totally get it, and I don't know why I just went on that rant. Maybe it's just because it's been a while since we've done this. Maybe I want somebody that's listening to know that I also was a musician at one time, and
I did stuff, and maybe played at a place or two.
I opened up for Mushroomhead 3 times. No biggie.
You and 1,000 other fucking bands.
Oh, god damn it. You had to knock me off.
I will yank you that fucking knocked me off. Every time.
You knocked me off. I thought I was the only one.
I opened up for Mushroomhead. So did 1,000 other bands.
Yeah, so is Kurt right now. Thanks for not remembering me again. This song's called 3 Witches from Black Tar Superstar.
You guys are dope.
You guys are dope. Go check them out. Go check them out. I'm not even joking. And hey, guys, I would love to book you guys for a pizza party. We do pizza parties. Speaking of pizza parties, Wall Creeper, Goose, Super Corruptor, August 13th, the matinee, Highland Square.
come hang out with us. Grant will be
it,
there.
How much is it to get in that show?
I believe it's free, bro.
What?
Yeah, you got 3 months to get your fucking vaccines
or
wear a
mask.
I don't give a shit what you do. What?
How much do you have to pay for the pizza?
Oh, the pizza? There's going to be free pizza
what?
Right at 10 o'clock. Well, actually, at 9 o'clock, the pizza's going to be there. And then you got an hour to eat that shit. And if you come at 10 o'clock and you're like, there's no pizza, I don't know.
You should have come at 9.
We have 3 months to warn you. There's going to be more shows coming before then. I guarantee it. Even if it's just me being like, hey, what's up? And then I hold the microphone to nothing. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And then that'll be a show. I don't care, Grant. I'll start doing it by myself, Larry style.
That's a lie, because you've had all this time to do it by yourself. I even encouraged you at one point. Like, if you want to do a show, you can do a show.
Maybe I would.
You insist that there's no show without me. Like, I make a fucking difference.
Now I'm starting to second guess that, the way you're acting.
You should.
Why are you so...
You're better than me.
Buddy.
You can do this on your own. I'm fine.
We'll talk after... This is Three Witches for a Black Tar Superstar. Check them out. We love you. We'll be back soon. We'll be back with another special episode. They're all special. But we'll be back. And a quick little note. Just love and remembrance for our man Rick Fuller, the greatest sound guy in the world. We'll be talking about him on upcoming shows. And
we're just gonna do a show about Rick.
Absolutely. That sounds great to me. I got stories. I know you do. A wonderful human being, greatest sound guy that Northeast Ohio has ever fucking known. We'll be doing a lot of talking about him here soon. That one's coming up. But for now, please enjoy Black Tar Superstar. Enjoy your day. Live your best life. Have a good one. May my peace be your peace. Love you. Namaste. All that shit.
We're out.
With the devil.